So if you take your Bibles and go to 1 Kings, you know, God is so uniquely interesting. He made quite a comment here, quite a request. Verse 3 is kind of neat. It's all, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 says, Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places, and the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was a great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and the God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." Wow. I wonder if God isn't just asking us that question sometimes. But this is very specific. Ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, "You've shown my father David great mercy. He walked according before thee in truth, righteousness, uprightness of heart with thee, and thou kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day." Verse 7, "And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or to come in." And for those of you who are familiar with the Eastern culture, this means that he hadn't reached a level of maturity where he really was confident. "I'm but a little child. I don't know how to go out or come in." Because the responsibility, I am sure, appeared very overwhelming to stand in for his father, David, who had quite a legacy. In verse 8, he says, "And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude." So, verse 9, "Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" Of all the things that Solomon could have asked for, he asked for this. And in verse 9, again, it says, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart. In this particular Bible I'm looking at right now in the center margin, it does not include a footnote for verse 9. But other Bibles that I have, and the one I normally am using, has a note in the center margin of the King James Version, and maybe you see that in yours too, where it says, instead of "give thyself, therefore thy servant an understanding heart," it says, "give thy, therefore thy servant a hearing heart, a hearing heart. To judge between thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this I so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. He's reaching out. He's crying out to God. "I need to hear from you. I need to be able to distinguish your voice. Help me to hear you. Help me to and lead me." And God said to him, verse 11, "Because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast thou asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. So I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which you didn't ask for, riches, honor, so that there will shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days." Verse 14, "And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as thy father David did, then I'll lengthen your days." And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem, stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and offered up burnt offerings and offered peace offerings and made a feast to all his servants. But what I really wanted to focus in on and just be reminded of it myself and for all of us is that our cry to God for a hearing heart. Of all the things we could ask for, Father, help me to hear from you. Show me your ways. Help me to distinguish with all the different voices there are in this world in which we live. Help me to become more sensitive to you. Amen. I think that's just a great, great opportunity for each and every one of us so that we can grow and continue to grow, to learn how to distinguish and hear the voice of God and then be able to practice it, walk on it, and just have great joy in the process, because that's what God really desires and wants for each and every one of us. So Heavenly Father, thank you for simple truth. It doesn't have to be long and it doesn't have to be complex. Lord, help us to have a hearing heart. Help us to be the men and women that you've called us to be, Father. Give us direction. Help us with understanding our purposes. May the motives of our heart be pure, Father, as we really have the utmost of intentions to serve. And we want to serve in love, Father. So open doors before us and help us, Father, to just give away all those things that we have so freely received. And I pray that each and every saint on this call, as well as the body of Christ, is encouraged and comforted and edified tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.